Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this November day. I hope you are having a super fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening. This is Robert Bolden. This is Coffee and Christ, my weekly share of the daily practice that has transformed my life over the past several years. I'm so excited to be with you today. Those of you that are new to the podcast, thank you for joining. This is a totally spontaneous, unplanned process that I go through every morning. I just happen to share it as a podcast. So it's not scripted at all. You're going to hear me stop and pause and take notes, those sorts of things. So it's not meant to be kind of a professionally polished experience, but a real experience. And my hope by sharing how the word is coming to me is that if you happen to be listening, you're drawn to listen for whatever reason, somebody shared it with you, you came upon the podcast, whatever it is, that there's going to be something for you here this morning. All right, let's go to the verse of the day, Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Okay. What that speaks into me for sure is the first part. Cast your cares on the Lord. And that's a definitive statement. It says, cast your cares on the Lord. It doesn't say sometimes. It doesn't say when times are bad. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't qualify it. It just says do it. So that is a command that literally, and I was just reading James yesterday, and James talks about you can know the word, believe it, but if you don't act, you don't really have the gospel in your heart. So here is the same thing. This is an action. Here's one of the actions that you can take is you can cast your cares on the Lord. So what I do is I journal every morning, and my friend Tim showed me something. When you read a verse, you can rewrite it in your own words, and that's a powerful way to do it. Sometimes I do change the wording a little bit so it really resonates with me. Other times I do it verbatim. Now the second part of this, and he will sustain you. Let's break that down. Doesn't say he will prosper you. He will make everything great. He will sustain you. So isn't that peaceful? He'll sustain you, just like the birds flying around, you know. They're sustained by God. They don't think like we do. They don't have the logic. Probably an easier life for them. But they are sustained. And so too will we be sustained if we cast our cares on the Lord. So the opposite of that is if I try to take care of my cares on my own, guess what? It's not going to be, I don't think, as successful sustaining myself. I mean, I lived a whole life that way. I didn't know anything about God, Jesus, for most of my life, and I relied on myself. And boy, it's tough when you rely on yourself. The circumstances, the ebbs and flows of this world can be emotional. It can be draining. You know, you just, everything, there's pressure on you to do, right? To sustain. It's like, oh, it's up to me. I need to do to sustain. Well, that's why things like insurance and retirement, all these false lies out there about what we need focuses on money, right? mean, if you fall into that trap, which, you know, I don't really think I ever fell into the trap. I was never money hungry. I didn't have much growing up. But money was never a problem because I think I never worried about money. And I think that was God in the background helping me because it never became a focus of mine. So just a little reflection there. This is what I'm talking about. This is one little verse, one sentence really. And look at how much it's speaking into me. And the last part of this, he will never let the righteous be shaken. Wow. So think about that. You're going to be sustained and you won't be shaken. You won't. And the way I take that is, you know, you just won't. You won't just get crazy pissed off. You won't get overwhelmingly like isolated. You're not going to be shaken. You're going to be able to wake up each day, no matter the circumstances, and you're going to be able to say, man, it's going to be a great day today. Whoo, I'm excited. Isn't that cool? So, you know, never let the righteous be shaken. And that's got nothing to do with following rules and all of that stuff. It's following the Holy Spirit. Those of you who don't have Jesus, you're not following Jesus, that's okay. Call it your intuition. Knowing what's right and wrong. You know, telling the truth. Honoring others. Serving others, giving of your time, helping people, smiling, having a positive attitude, showing the world through your actions that you're enjoying this journey. And it is a journey. We're just here a short time, so why not enjoy it instead of lamenting all you don't have? And, you know, if you lament what you don't have, or if you're so focused on work or striving for something, you miss out on what's going on right now in the present moment. It's like, whoop, that's gone. You look up, well, where'd the day go? Where'd the weeks go? Where'd the year go? Can't live that way, I believe. The righteous will not be shaken. Powerful stuff. So again, that's Psalms 55, 22. I got a lot out of it. Hopefully you did as well. Let's see, I'm gonna save this. So those of you who follow me on Instagram, I think it's BeBolden18. That's what I'll do is I'll save these verses and I'll end up either talking about them on Instagram or showing them and giving brief insight into what I'm thinking about them. All right, let's go to my devotional here, A Trusted Guide. Every 2 years following the Summer or Winter Olympic Games, there is another competition for those who suffer from physical disabilities. The Paralympic Games feature many of the same sporting events as the regular games, despite the difficulties they pose. During the 2014 Winter Paralympics, Kelly Gallagher from Great Britain won the gold medal in the Super G downhill skiing competition. The demanding course sees skiers reach speeds close to 60 miles an hour. Gallagher, who is almost completely blind, cannot see the twists and turns of the snowy course. A sighted guide skis the race in front of her, calling out the turns and jumps over a wireless headset. It is the guide's voice that enables Gallagher to safely complete the race. The Christian life is filled with many obstacles and challenges, and often we cannot see them coming. We need to have a reliable and trustworthy guide to help us stay on course. Ha! And I tell you, we're talking about the Holy Spirit there. Woo! So good. Oh, it's so good. Jesus described the ministry of the Holy Spirit this way. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. Ha! See, I talked about in the verse of the day, you remember? Holy Spirit, or if you call it intuition. It's the same thing. That's John 16:13. Ah, so powerful. So listen, if you don't know Jesus, if you're not following Jesus, it's awesome because you get the Holy Spirit in you when you surrender your life, surrender yourself. And this has to be done daily. You do it once and there's this conception that, oh, that's all you had to do. No, it's daily. Let me tell you, it is a daily deal and it's beautiful. And then you can be guided by the Holy Spirit. No difficulty we face presents a surprise to him, and no decision we must make confuses him. We have been given this amazing resource as part of our inheritance as children of God, and we need to use it every day. Just what I talked about, right? Use it every day. It is a daily practice to lose yourself and listen to the Spirit. And you know, if you combine that with what we just talked about with the verse of the day, you know, he will sustain you. Things will be good if you just do this. And it's counterculture. It's against what our culture tries to teach us. Go, go, go. Work, work, work. Strive, strive, strive. If you believe it, you can achieve it. All these things are lies. Because those things of the soul that you can see, hear, feel, touch, those are all temporary. They're just, yeah, you get a jolt of dopamine if you, you know, make a bonus at work or, you know, whatever it is. But that's short-lived. It's short-lived. It is not sustaining. And if you live for those moments, you're never going to be satisfied. And you're constantly going to be striving versus just serving and basking in the glow of what our amazing God has created, what Jesus came to teach us. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. When we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, we will not go off track. That is truth. We won't go off track. That's definitive, isn't it? Okay, let's read 1 Corinthians 2. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Now, there's some deep stuff right there. So, if you don't know the Spirit, so you don't have the Holy Spirit, just like I talked about a few minutes ago. If this is something that is new to you, you haven't accepted Jesus into your life, it's going to be tough for you to understand this stuff. You're going to be like, really? You're going to use reason, which, oh my gosh, you cannot trust reason and logic. Let me tell you. That's a whole nother podcast. But think about this. The way to unlock the Spirit and realize everything, instead of considering it foolishness to have faith like those of us who follow Jesus have, is you have to take the step first of surrendering, and then the Spirit will be upon you. And then you'll be like, oh, now this makes sense. Oh, now I understand. That's the journey I've been on. First 50 plus years of my life, hard. You know, spots of happiness, vacations, you know, success in the world, married, big house, all that stuff. But that's all just fleeting stuff. Okay, the person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things. But such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Boom. So good. So interesting here, the whole judgment piece. It's judgment from the Spirit because we have the mind of Christ. So we're not subject to human judgments. So this isn't saying that I can go around and judge other humans. It's saying that we have the mind of Christ. And that is going to instruct us, give us the judgment needed to make the decisions we need to make concerning this life that we're in right now, today. So beautiful. We have the mind of Christ. You know, isn't that beautiful? And this is, it isn't like an instantaneous thing either. You have to do what I'm doing right now, in my opinion. You have to be in the Word every day. You have to do what Jesus did and enjoy silence and solitude on a regular basis. Again, I won't go into a lot of details. Observe the Sabbath. Slow down in your life. These are the things that Jesus did. So these are the things that I believe we should do if we want to experience all that he came to teach us. So I'm going to write in here my reflection. It's a daily process to lose myself and act on the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's guidance. Yeah. I think that is the beautiful part about it, is every day you do get to start brand new. And it makes life a real adventure. Can you see that? It's an adventure. Like, I have no idea what to expect for today. I know some things that I've got on my agenda to do. And I have an idea of how that's going to go. But I don't know. God has something in store for me that I'm not even aware of. And isn't that exciting? And because I have trusted in him, cast all my cares on him, there's nothing I worry about when those curveballs come. Because I know it's like, okay, God, he's got me. He knows he's going to sustain me. So beautiful. Okay, I know that God will sustain me through this day. What an adventure. Oh, see, I get excited. Don't you get excited? If you don't get excited about this stuff, then you're probably either moving too fast or you've got something else on your mind. You're not paying attention. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out here. I don't know. Only you know. But I know with me, that's what I would have been doing in the past life for me. I'd have been, excuse me, I'd have been, just ready to get to the next thing. But that's the thing with spending time with God, as we have this morning, it's got its own pace to it. You can't rush it. So that's a big recommendation I have. Do this stuff first thing in the morning if you can. You can. I won't even say if you can. You can. If you wake up, whatever time you wake up every morning, just tomorrow, start waking up a half hour earlier and devote this time to God. Somehow, open a Bible, verse of the day on the Bible app, whatever it is. Just start this practice. Make it a consistent practice, and it's going to serve you. I guarantee that. All right. Well, that'll wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, Coffee and Christ, every Thursday here. Check us out. We're going to be re-ramping up the Monday podcast. It's kind of in development now, but be on the lookout. It could be happening this Monday. You never know. We have Health Summit coming up this Monday. So all the links to our community and what we have to offer are in the show notes. Hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening, and we'll see you next time.